Analyzing specimen. All right. It's recording. This is a special select board meeting of Wednesday, January 15th, 2025 at 8 a.m. for the purpose of going over budget for 2025 model year. All right.
I gave you guys the comparative budget report. I don't know if you want to start with Mike, since Mike's here.
Yep, that's on page 4.
Yep.
And just for the record, to introduce the select board's here with Mike Bayer, our road commissioner, and Denise Daigle, the town clerk. All right.
Okay, so yes, page 4. And like, just like before, we budgeted and got approved in 24 is the first item. What we actually spent last year in 24 is the second column, and Mike and I's wish list is the last column.
Okay. Start with salaries and compensation.
Now, did we want to move that to executive session at the end of this meeting? Or at the beginning of this meeting?
To change individuals' salaries and stuff, we can do that. For the dollar amount to the public, well, we don't need to go into executive session for that.
I would like to discuss one guy's salary.
That would be done in executive session. But for the dollar figure we're going to put in the budget to send to the people,
that has to be public knowledge.
The thought was that the explanation as to how we got to that number would come through what I'm going to ask.
Okay. So you have substantial information to increase it 11,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could we budget?
We didn't just shoot that in the dark. We did.
Okay. Could we budgeted 150, we're going up to 161.
Yep.
So, okay. That's fine.
Okay.
So, do we have any, we'll address that, but do we have any issues with that figure? I don't either. So,
like everything else, it's.
Yeah.
And then all the benefits, of course, relative to that dollar figure.
Right.
The insurance we all know about. And the insurance, just so we know, is based on one two-person plan and two one-person plans. So we're doing that with the present road crew.
Now, are we in that health insurance and stuff, are we set? What if that change to a two-person plan, is it more? Should we figure in there?
That's up to you guys. I don't know.
We got.
I've always thought so because it's what we offer. And
yeah, if one of our employees gets married and adds someone on, we don't, because we know that
then
we have at least
over budget.
Well, two employees are single. So should we have more there just in case? Not that we're spending it, it's just there.
What's the difference between a one person and a two person?
Doubles.
I get that.
It doubles?
Yeah, basically.
I mean, what you budgeted it, is it enough if that happened?
No, that's why I brought it up, is because we're just going based on what we got right now.
Here. Right.
Because we have.
Jason at one point had his daughter.
So we're Blue Cross.
She aged out or got off.
And Jason's a one person, correct?
Anti, yeah.
Okay, so they.
It's $1,203.09 a month. Because I got the actual bill here.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It changed a little bit. Yeah, right there.
And so we're MVP. I was looking at Blue Cross. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So why is Jason 23 and Ty is 12?
Because he had Jason as a two-person, but Jason switched to a one-person. So Jason and Ty are both $1,203.09, and then Mike and I are $2,406.18.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's different if you have a spouse or a kid.
So it doubles, pretty much, yeah.
Yep,
okay.
To me, it wouldn't hurt to put $1,203.09 times 12 in there just in case, if at least a couple
I that's why I asked the question, because I know Ty is at the age of where.
Yeah, maybe not
you could
do.
Get married anytime.
Maybe
you don't
not
know.
Do, right,
you
maybe know. Not do both of them, but do.
Have some, a little bit of cushion.
But even if he has someone living with him, you can have your significant other. So
the figure of $61,000 there, does that include that?
No. No.
That's why I asked that question, because that would be quite a jump. And we'd have to take it from somewhere else. So should we put it in there now? It's not that we have to spend it, but it's there.
Right. Or if something happened and it's not in the budget, you can overspend the budget by the statute. But
well, why don't we just add $10,000 to it? That gives us a $10,000 cushion. We don't believe it's going to happen next month or this month or next month. You know, so there's.
That's right. So you're a couple months in.
You got a couple months in already. Yeah. So you know, if we just add $10,000 to it, that'll cover one person at least for the remainder of the year. But
we're over, if you go to the page 5, their total highway is up 30,000 from what we budgeted in 24. Mm-hmm. So adding another 10 is going to be up 40,000.
Well, there is some fat we may be able to chew off. A line item in here.
But
okay.
No, yeah. We can leave it and overspend. You know, I mean, that's you know, Denise just said that. We can leave it and overspend it, and
you know, your budget,
find
adjust
money
it.
Somewhere.
That's the thing.
Adjust it.
So I don't care either way. Well, I'm just trying to, you know, when you at the beginning when you add 10, which is nothing, and then you look at what we.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You want to make that 71 for health insurance?
I know.
Where's that going to end?
Well,
it's never going to end.
How can it just keep going up like it does every year? They don't make sense.
Insurance companies.
Because they have no. And after these fires in California, don't think it ain't going to go up more?
Yeah.
Health insurance and everything else? Even though it's way out there, it's a different company. They're all going to look at it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure every company's affected.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's add 10.
I don't want to see us keep overspending in places that we shouldn't.
Yep.
I mean, we still could. Mm-hmm. The chance of it, I think, is slim, but still.
And like Rick said, we got a couple 3 months by because we know it's not happening this month, not next month.
Yeah.
And it's.
Well, and the crazy thing, I believe Todd's still on his father's state insurance, too.
Probably.
How can he be?
Because he's not 27 years old.
But you can't double dip.
Not my deal.
Well, yeah.
So what was it? What did you say? I didn't.
I think he's still on his father's insurance through the state, too.
Who?
Ty?
I didn't think they could do that unless they were in school.
My son was on until he was 26.
Really?
No, you can do it. It's just that when the claims come to get paid, then one insurance company says, we're only going to pay this once.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You can't personally double dip.
Well, that's what I just said.
Right. You can't. One or the other will pay it.
Right.
But that's it. So it's a waste of money.
Sure changed. When my kids turned 18, that was it. when I worked there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The laws are different now.
God.
You
all right.
You keep them on your insurance till you're 26. Yeah. Well, 27, actually.
Yeah. Because I told my kid when he turned 26, that's it. And Jock actually said he could have gone another year, so it's too late. He's gone.
Yeah.
Because if they turn 26, like in February, they can go the whole year.
Oh.
Which they turn 27.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Love it. All right, moving on. Fuel.
Yeah, what do you guys
see? That's where there's some fat there.
Yeah.
We could knock 10,000 off that if you wanted, or roll the dice. That odds are fuel ain't going up.
Well, we spent 36. We had budgeted 60 last year. Yeah. We could drop that to 50.
Yeah, pretty easily.
Pretty easily.
Yeah.
Stay there. Okay. We'll make that 50.
You only spent 36. Wow.
I have a question. What's up on the benefits? What's the child care thing?
That's a new law that came into effect July 1st of 24. Any W-2 employee, you have to take
so much
.0044 out of their paycheck and send it to the state of Vermont to help fund childcare.
Okay, I had to ask that question. I wish they hadn't have, but I had to ask.
another source of revenue
in the state taken from our employees.
Because if you work, you should not have to pay your own child care.
No, this is to pay for the ones that don't work. Just get this right,
no,
Denise.
No.
My daycare lady said that. Told my wife that the threshold has gone up substantially to people that are allowed help.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
If you don't make 170 grand, you can get some subsidy.
I never.
Okay, we need to move on. You're going to get me mad. Let's move.
Okay. Did you take your blood pressure meds this morning?
Yeah. When I worked, they offered childcare in Montpelier. I could take my kid down there and have childcare and come back here and work. And come back and get him at
so
night.
So you brought him down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean.
You know what the max is for childcare? I got a friend that's a registered daycare provider. One kid per week, $387. State will pay that.
Okay.
Cut out the middleman, which is the parent, that goes right to the childcare. Yeah. Ain't that something? Anyway.
Repairs and maintenance. Truck number 25.
We don't have it yet.
Oh, okay. So that's why.
I thought he was leaving yesterday. I thought he was going to come back with it.
Oh, the Western Star needed parts.
Oh.
I called yesterday because I thought we were getting close, and it sounds like they're still waiting for the body. And there's a shipment of coming in the end of the month, beginning of February. So that was a question with truck number 6. Do we whack the money we got in there for repairs? Or do we? Because that's what Mike. Because we're still running truck 6, and it could break today, could break next week, and if we don't budget money to fix it, and I was really hoping to have that new truck by now. So,
are we selling that or trading it?
We've already traded.
Okay. I know there was talk way back.
They would still sell it back to us for the $28,000 they gave us, and then we could sell it. But I signed the title away back this summer. As soon as the new truck came in, like in May.
Okay.
So it's not even our truck.
You're probably not going to get more than 28 grand for it anyways, are we?
No. It's there's no interest in that.
Yeah.
And to me, it's worth 60 all day long, but it's just...
Another town probably would give you 50 for it.
There's a lot of them trucks show up on the town websites for sale.
Really?
Having the same issues. Yeah. No, you know, nobody wants to give them nothing, so they're trying to sell them outright.
Yep.
So
you're not expecting many repairs then that you're...
When we ordered the truck, we ordered the body too, correct?
I ordered the body before the truck. I'd pick the body slot. Supply and demand, I guess.
That, to me, that doesn't make any sense, you know. We should have been here to hook together.
Yeah.
Every town's in the same boat, though, right?
There, I was at Charlie Boys yesterday. There's a line of brand new trucks, at least 10, 15 of them, waiting to go get bodies put on.
Really?
10, 15 of them out front, been that way all year. They just come in. When they get us opening down there, they bring them down. And Clark's is typically the same way.
Huh.
It just, the body company... Apparently they had a hold up. I don't know, maybe people went on strike. Everything comes out of Canada.
You could probably buy a body, could have one here tomorrow if it was just a regular body. But being the side dump and everything else, of course, that's a specialized body.
The interior dumps because the conveyor chain's on the driver's side.
If you had a truck that you were going to run on construction, they could have a body here tomorrow for it.
Yeah.
You know, but for these type...
Well, and... Unfortunately, all the other companies that do this sort of build these trucks have moved out of state. We're dealing with the only one left in Vermont. And we used to have HB Fairfield, Morrisville, and Tenco and Barry. They're now under one roof in Hopkinton, New Hampshire. I don't really want to take that drive for parts. Bad enough running around them.
Yeah.
Why did we up truck 20?
Because, I put $1,200 into it yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
$300 into it the day before. The corrosion, it runs salt. air valves. I changed one, changed the air valve Monday. Saw it's going to need an air dryer. Tried to order one. I had to go get it yesterday because the air dryer just quit on me yesterday and wouldn't build air. And I'm pretty much going to change all them valves. It's just, you know, and the truck's 37,000 miles. It just, it runs in salt and hosing it all the time. But it's that white metal and corrosion is horrid. But that was why I asked for a little more on that one, just because.
Okay.
That's going to be our oldest truck once the international leaves.
And then depreciation, we hate to cut that down because, I mean, 20,000 either way is, I mean, if we can run, you ran your trucks quite a bit this summer. You guys did a lot of work, but. Probably this year you'll do more. You don't know, right, Mike?
Oh, I mean, we always try to do more.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know, there's a lot of work I left undone.
Yeah, so you hate to cut that down.
Yep, we'll leave it. I mean, that's how we are financing all of our equipment, so.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Mm-hmm. We're down into contracted services. Grant expense, that's explanatory. We got reimbursed for that somewhere, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ditch work.
That number's low because I did 98% of it under the grant.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which this year I only have, I don't have, we already did fiscal year 25 grants and aid, no better back roads, and we're going to have fiscal year 26 is when it comes out, so I only have one grant to work on this year. Unless I can get something from the state from the structures program, which is unlikely.
Okay.
That extra $40,000 under grants, that goes right back into general fund, right?
Yeah, well, we got paid. We have to count it as an expense, and then on the revenue side, we got more revenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've so it's paid, a wash.
We paid out 50, we got back 54.
Oh, okay, so we paid out, and then now they're reimbursed. Yeah. Okay.
So we actually paid our equipment. Almost 10,000.
Yeah.
And for our materials.
And that get separated out, right?
Yeah.
So it shows up in that $100,000 line item under other equipment depreciation. It gets added in there?
Nope. It gets added in, if you look at your trial balance.
Oh, okay.
It will show up in there. It will show. I thought I brought mine in here.
I separated mine out. And it's in my printer upside down, and I'm printing repair orders on the back side of it. It's called recycling.
Yeah, I noticed on one of my bills that was a, yeah. I said, what the hell is this? Oh, look at the other side, okay.
It'll show up on the revenue side, which, a few years ago we tried to keep it separate so people could see it in the town report. Grant money, $55,172.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we found $12,000 last week.
Yeah. That's included in there.
They hadn't paid us.
Oh,
they had going through year-end stuff, and, like, they didn't pay us this $12,000 one, and called them, oh, yeah, we forgot to send the check. It's coming.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was really about that simple.
It was that simple.
Wow, that's rare. That's rare.
Yeah.
So if they don't pick it up, we don't have to send it, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were both pretty happy to catch it. Cause
yeah, and it was on a Monday. Mike said, wow, for a Monday, we had a pretty good day. Okay, then other contracted services, we've left that the same.
Yeah, I really didn't change much. No.
Nope.
That's it?
Yeah.
The gravel crushing, they didn't honor that. We only, what they crushed for me this past spring was what they owed me from the year before, which we had prepaid. This year, we didn't pay them nothing.
Oh.
They kind of didn't make the greatest product for me, so they are really going to try a lot harder to make me happy this year. Going to claim they're going to honor the last year's price, but
that's still sick iron.
Yeah. And they.
I don't know if anybody else out there is there.
Oh yeah.
There is.
Well. I think there's quite a few, but you got to search for them. And a couple of C-Cards guys had left, and they got laid off, got mad, couple, 3 years ago, and they went to work for a fellow out of Reigate, maybe. Darcy Nelson, he comes sees me every year and tries to get our work, but I didn't, and his price is the same, and the guys know what they're doing. They do a good job, but he leased his equipment, and I was afraid if he decides he ain't making no money, then I'll just let the stuff go back, and then we're not.
Yeah.
And C-Card's good graces, because we've been doing business with them for years, and but
yeah.
Calkins doesn't.
They have no interest anymore.
Huh.
They're completely making stone for all these floods that they probably ain't even.
Yep.
They're making big bucks.
I think it's help too. I don't think they can find help anymore than anybody else.
Yeah, I
seems to be a big turnover of help down there too.
There does
more
seem
than there used to be.
It used to be all the same old fellows forever, and now there's young guys all over the place.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to work.
I said to dentist one day, I said, help come in here pretty often. Well, he said, we had one the other day. He showed up at 7, and 9 o'clock he left, and we never haven't seen him since.
Got tired?
I guess so. Said, some of them usually make it to noon. This guy didn't even make it to 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
These uniforms are going up. All right.
Yeah, the heat, we spent more because now we're buying propane. That's the reason for that. For
what do you pay for propane?
Was it $2.79 you showed me the other day? My mother's was 20 cents cheaper through that J Group.
That J Group's not a bad thing to get into.
Yeah, because my mother got a delivery right after that, and she's through the J Group, and I was there, and I think she was $2.59 and we were $2.79.
It was from Fred's?
Barnes was a propane. Because Netto's did the work and they're connected to Barnes. But we could shop it. We haven't, yes.
I get my propane I've changed over from waste oil to propane at the garage. And I get it from Fred's and I joined the J Group. That's you're supposed to pay every year. I paid once to the J Group, got on the list for Fred's, and it's been that way ever since. So
are you in the J Group, or are you through Fred's?
I was.
But if you don't, they don't ask for it, you don't pay it.
No. They don't ask questions if you...
They don't send you a bill.
Who? The J Group?
Yeah.
No, they don't send a bill, but you're aware of it. An anniversary date where you're supposed to send them money, you know. Yeah, but
is it a lot to join? Was it a lot to join?
50.
50.
But that the J Group is mostly focused on, you know, the passes to go skiing, and they have a dinner and some other. It's a social thing.
Kind of like community and, circle.
Right, and one of the. Caveats or whatever of it was that you got from Fred's a discount.
Oh.
So, you know, you joined once, they sent Fred your name and whatever, and then you take advantage of that.
Do you know what you're paying for propane?
It went up. It's $2.50, like you said. The one time before that was $2.25.
Yeah. I remember getting propane through my son through Barnes, and it was $1.69, $1.59, not that long.
His price, though.
Yeah, because he worked for Netto's.
Blanchard is where I used to get my propane for this cook stove at the house, and that was $4-something.
Ooh. Oh,
sure.
And I called them, and they said, that's it. That's our price. And I said, well, thank you. I'm changing.
Come get your tank.
Yeah. And they want the cement block that's under the tank that it sits on.
Yeah, I've put them in for Andrew with different places, and it's amazing that, well, don't break that, they want it back.
And it was two of them.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted both of them?
And they wanted both spent block.
You told them to come get it?
They did come get it. You got to laugh. Anything else for Mike on his budget?
I was thinking of something here. I can't remember what the hell it was. Not.
So we raised one, lowered one, and everything stays the same. So
pretty much, yeah.
His price of $905 is what we will present to the voters.
Oh, salt. Is that enough? This year I know you're using more. Is that going to be enough? I guess that was my... You got those, you know, these little storms are the worst there is. And I'll always a little bit, a little bit.
I work 9 hours on Saturday for an inch of snow. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
That
temperature is, that right temperature, it sucks.
Well, you guys see the roads. Are you happy with the way they've been with the salting? You know, I'm happy with them most of the time. But the wind blows, you ain't ever going to win.
You can't stop that.
Yeah. But,
I hate the slush that stuff makes.
Yeah.
Till it starts to get bare, it sucks.
Yeah, it does. It really sucks. Yeah. I just soon plowed the road and put sand on it. I'd much rather drive on that than in that greasy shit.
The salt makes it slippery for a time.
It does. Yeah.
Hey, dangerous.
It's wintertime.
Sorry.
Have a couple suggestions, but I don't want to change your way of doing things. Is a lot of times we used to go out and just salt like the intersections or areas like through ricks and leave the rest snow covered, especially hills and corners. Of course, everything's hills and corners this town, but we put a little salt down and then let it set, and then later go back and put a little bit more on the whole thing to make, especially when the storm's done, when the storm's going. I mean, they can drive on flats. If they can't, they shouldn't be out there.
Yeah, I don't put much when it's snowing, but we haven't really had
my own storm. My own son, we went to New Hampshire here a couple weeks ago, and it was snowing, and he drove my car. Jesus Christ, you got summer tires on here. Well, they're all seasons. I said, if you live in Vermont and you don't know how to drive with these type tires, then maybe I should drive. I don't think we need winter tires with studs and everything else. I don't need to go 70 miles an hour to get somewhere. 40 will do it. Yeah. It just takes me a little longer. Am I right or wrong in that, Steve?
Right.
You know?
Well, I tried to give everything, like this morning I salted everything by 6 o'clock. Rather than scrape now, I wanted to let it work, and it's slippery. And as it finally starts flushing up, and so you... Because I don't want to plow the salt back off. It's too soon. The state, they scrape continuously, and it works. Because I have seen the light of the continuous scraping. It seems counterproductive.
Well, that was one of the things, even when I was there, it was plow, plow, plow.
Yeah, and it works. But you're burning a lot of fuel and a lot of man hours. I think the salt budget, as long as the price don't jump much. I haven't ordered any off this year yet. And... I don't know. You can't predict the winter.
No, you can't.
It is not at the moment. I had it full at the end of the year.
We always looked at ways that we could, you know, temperature, the sun going to come out, dependent all on how much salt you put on.
How do you gauge that? The weatherman lies.
Oh, I know. I know. But you have to use your own intuition.
Yeah, that weatherman lies to me every day.
I had...
It's the weather in Burlington. It ain't the weather up here.
One of my bosses put salt on one morning. It was 20 below zero. And the director of maintenance come up to a meeting in Derby, and we get up there, and he was giving him shit for putting that salt down. And he said, when you go home, you tell me if it worked or not. Of course, the sun was out nice and bright. February, you got the hot sun. He called. I have to give that man a cigar, he says. He did the right thing.
Oh, that sun, the sun makes a world of
difference. Yeah. You get one little black spot, and that sun, boom.
Well, I know the backside of Vansill, it gets a lot of salt.
Yeah.
And it's probably, I think it's the best it's ever been. I have seen less and less people that can't make the hill.
Well, the year that your dad was on, and I got a call one day that certain person's son went off the road at the intersection... And his mother called and was chewing me a new ash. She couldn't get hold of Fred. So I hung up thinking, what am I going to do about this? Because the road was bare. And pretty soon the father called and said, don't disregard that. It's driver area. But the dirt was so goddamn deep, the kid tried to stop and he was sliding in it. You know? But he was going too fast. But But it's just, so I'd rather see salt, yes.
Yeah. Well, I know North Troy, they totaled the truck a few weeks ago now, and they borrowed one from Jay, and they can't dump it off because of tailgate issues, so they're not salting like they had been. They used to salt the streets pretty regular, not. But they've been sanding them. The Ragman, the Universe guy, said, what's going on over in Troy? What do you mean? Roads are all snow covered, they're brown, but I'm spinning and fishtailing everywhere. You know, because even if you just sand them, they do get slushy, and when the sun comes out, and you have to burn it off eventually.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You spend a lot of effort. If you let it get an ice pack, then you still spend a lot of effort with salt and then scraping to get it back down to bare tire. So I kind of like the way we're doing it. It ain't perfect.
Well, that's why I wondered if you needed more in there.
I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay. All
right. Good. Sounds good.
All that for that.
Yeah. So, do you want to end this part of the open meeting and go into executive session? Do you
sure.
talk to us?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll.
We need a motion for that.
I'll make the motion to go into executive session
at 8:30. And I'm going to turn. All right, we're out of executive session. No actions taken at this time.
What time is it, Steve?
And it's 8:43.
Thank you.
And we're back in open session. Anything else for Mike?
He's more than welcome to stay and go over the rest of it with us. Anything from you, Mike?
No, we did, Mike's here, we did review, which we try to do every year, the water and sewer budget. You would look at the next page as water, and then after that, sewer. Mike is comfortable with the budget.
But the water number's getting up there, like what we have, but if we have, we need to punch a well at some point in the future. It's got to happen, and we know what that costs, so that's not too much.
Well, that's the reason we put together a budget, and it has money in there to put together a subsidy to do that.
Because it just takes a big leak or whatever to stress all our wells.
We can't use that well behind the... only for...
emergencies. Yeah. And
we can. But
yeah,
we've got to put it through a pump test.
I know. And well, we're going to have to a new well, too. So.
Yeah, but it's nice to have any emergency.
I know.
But if you pump test that and it affects surrounding wells, which it might right across the street, then we have to make those people whole.
Yeah. Where would we punch a new well?
I think that Jeff Hoffer always thought we'd put another one over on behind Jerry's out. You know, like further towards Brossard's land now. I think.
We just don't seem to get a lot of water.
Oh, I know.
You know, when we get a well up there that runs over, it's like, God
you
damn
got,
it.
You got only
well,
so much water in the ground down
well.
There.
It's worth it to.
I understand that, but.
Now, you punch a well here, and then you punch a well over here, there's still only so much water in the ground.
You seen them oil rigs?
They're right side by side. Yeah, yeah, I know.
They get it exactly.
Yeah, I know.
And we don't, even though that doesn't come before the voters, it's nice to have it on record that we do review that every year.
And
so our suggestion is to leave the rates exactly the way they are for the
I'm not asking for a well today. I'm
no,
just
but
saying,
I'm,
right, having right. money in there.
We're having that conversation, and
yeah.
I never believed in the water gurus that find water. I do now. I didn't at the time. I talked to a lot of people. And I have a lot of them that told me, okay, here's a well. Here's another one 300 feet away, but they're both different veins.
That yes, you're right. They
it's
are.
Not the same puddle of water that, yes, you can hit the same puddle, but.
Well, the man that found that Douglas well didn't find water at these two that are two new ones.
Now, I remember old Dave Combs on East Hill. He used to, my grandfather would get him all the time, and he'd find water and tell you how deep. And by God, he'd be within... 6-8 inches of being exactly where it was.
And that well behind the Douglas well could influence our upper wells, the two that we got up there.
Yeah. They, when I give them a month break, they come back great.
Yeah.
I hate giving them a month break because because it stresses everybody else.
You know, the whole thing of it is, if we could give them a 6-month break, they'd probably be good for a long time because we suck them so dry that that's the problem. They can't.
I've been trying to get my brother down here to go over how much we, you know, whether my timers to readjust everything, but it's been challenging. I've tried, three or four different electricians to get them back in my wash bay, but ain't nobody showed up yet. For months.
It's impossible to get people back.
One of them told me, you gotta be the squeaky wheel. I said, you don't want to work for me, I'll just find somebody else. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
He ain't wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just ain't that guy to nag somebody to that.
Well, we should be thinking about punching a well sometime.
Yeah. Well, that Mike Maynard had put us on the revolving fund or whatever. And I always expected we'd hear something from that. It's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
May have to just prod him a little bit and see.
Yeah.
Was that the guy from the state?
Mike Maynard is an A&E guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I remember drinking water revolving fund or something like that.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Because after our round of pump test, it proved that our wells don't produce what they used to, and that was the information they needed to
move forward.
Yeah, get the ball rolling, but I think it moves at glacier speed.
So if we punched another one further down over towards Rossler Farm there or whatever, that would easily get tied into what we've got existing right now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there's anything easy.
Well,
you know.
But it's easier than if we did it across town.
Yeah, because we own the land.
Right.
Being that we own the land, it, you know.
Well, we've got an easement on up there, too. And that's 5 acres, isn't it, that we have around our reservoir?
I'd have to look at what we ended up doing. But
yeah, we had this.
I don't know if we ended up with a whole, I don't remember just how we finished it. I think that was the goal, to make it big enough so that we could punch another hole there.
Yeah, we squared it off in that corner.
It's what, 200 feet
yeah.
around, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the state says, you mean?
Yes. Okay.
It's just food for thought.
Just scary.
Our water issues in this town are far from over for the future, you know?
Yes, we don't want to go through that.
I mean, like you said, the guy that found it up there, if we had him again and say, is this a different vein, same vein, or get somebody that, you know.
He passed last year.
Okay. But there's got
to
be.
It'd be nice to get a well that didn't have arsenic in it or everything else, because that's such an expense to.
Which the one that's up there is that. It's the best water we ever had, so.
Yeah, it's, I just, it's something to think about.
Yeah.
Keep an open mind.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. If that's it for you, Mike, I guess we'll move on to Denise's.
Sewers, everything is,
I did find a sewer line when we fixed that water leak. I'm assuming it was an old sewer line, clay pipe over on Eastern Avenue, run down the side of the road.
Probably.
Anything in it?
There was a lot of water in it for a little while. I'm amazed that we're pretty fortunate that that clay pipe was apparently in pretty good shape, because that water leak, if that clay pipe had a hole, that water leak would have been just running down that pipe. I don't know where it ever went to, because our sewer line's in the middle of the road. I ain't had any phone calls saying nobody's toilet's not working yet.
Probably shoots into that little brook over there. I don't know.
That's what I mean. But if that clay pipe would have been damaged right there, that water would have. Because the leak was within a foot or two of that.
I wonder if that's why it's so wet across the road there by Helen Bowen's. I wonder if it comes out over there somewhere.
Good. Well, there's a lot of water. That whole hillside here, it's all wet. But.
Oh, that is, when you leave in town, where Brossard's go up into that field. There used to be a farm there, Forest Duskless. And you've seen Meade's tractor buried in there back in the day.
Yeah.
And my grandfather buried a bulldozer in there when he buried that barn.
Hmm.
That's what I always said. That'd been a perfect place for a pond. Yeah. I guarantee you there's water there. Guarantee you. And lots of it. But Not for drinking, it's just for...
Oh, you can drink it. It just costs you millions.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to go to that farm and get milk. That's where we bought our milk.
It's amazing how the world's changed.
And I went and bought a gallon of milk the other day, $6.50. Holy shit. I'm not used to buying stuff. My wife says, yeah, that's, holy Christ. I'm going to have to go back to drinking beer. It's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
I haven't acquired the taste for scotch yet. But
well, I've given that up.
You give it up?
Yeah.
Again?
Can't afford it.
Don't get me that.
What'd you switch to?
Oh, we gotta Bud be Light. We got to be careful.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So any more thing else, Mike? You got
good.
Hopefully your body comes pretty soon.
Yeah.
It's what it is.
As they say, keep calling. The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Well, so, what amongst us here, select board pay.
Thank you, Jeff.
Take care, Mike.
See ya.
I don't do it for the money, so...
Oh, I understand that. Looking towards the future, this ethics thing, it's just...
Is it going to take a lot of time?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be... You're going to have to go to a class.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah.
It's giving legitimacy...
Right.
...to a complaint that doesn't even have to be real.
Right. Yeah, it's...
It can be presumed. At that point, the member, and I mean, I read our...
Sorry about that, I have to do some death certificates.
Well, that's all right. I read our conflict of interest policy, Town of Newport 2020,
mm-hmm.
and it covers it, the ethics thing.
Oh, okay.
Real well, except it doesn't give John Q. Public the avenue to... come against us from, there's a form to fill out and answer the questions.
Yeah.
We don't have that on here.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So what are we discussing right now?
No, we're talking about select board self.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Very first thing.
Okay.
And question was asked, excuse me, is whether it was going to increase the time spent.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And it could.
Yes.
And if you read the ethics thing, as soon as a person comes in and charges a town employee with an ethics violation, immediately the person that's being charged has to recluse themselves from any proceedings. So if someone came in and said, one of us did this.
Yeah.
Up to you guys to deal with it.
Yeah.
Issue I have is that they can file it against all three of us. And then who handles it?
Yes.
And it's specific in that if they dump it up to the state turns around and throws it right back at the town.
My thoughts are, is that it shouldn't be any just one person being the ethics person. It should be a committee.
We've already addressed that. We have voted us, the select board, to be the ethics liaison to the state.
Did I miss that?
No, it was
the. And we had the conversation. Jerry said, they don't like me.
Well, yes, I know.
And I said that, and I said, well, Rick, you're the only one that's...
Yeah, but, I remember that, but I don't remember us... saying that the whole board would be...
We did.
Okay. I guess I blanked that out.
Oh.
I was so upset over the
Do you have a problem with that?
No.
Sharing it equally? I mean,
absolutely not.
But I think we should include the town clerk.
As the committee?
As part of it, but with us, because it's going to fall back on them. They're going to get more of the input first than we do a lot of times, because we're not here.
Well, it's,
and then bring it to us.
When the complaint gets filed to the state level, then the state throws it back. It goes, I just soon not have it. directly go to.
I can, if I get a complaint, I would pass it on to you folks.
Right.
Just like a.
She's got enough on her plate to have not deal with that. There's a 45-minute video from the state that the three of us need to watch.
Yep.
Sometimes sit down and watch that.
So.
Is 5,000 enough?
Well, that's what I'm. I just.
Yes.
Not that I want any more, but looking to the future, I'm not going to be here forever. I'm getting sick of the state of Vermont and this bullshit. The stuff that they're passing on to
us.
Well,
I think we're all in that same boat.
Yeah.
Right. They keep it
we
up.
We keep doing it because
they can have the job.
The town is running real well, but we don't need the state running it.
But we're talking
we already had that.
25.
Right.
We already had that problem with the schools they've taken over. So, pretty much.
Yeah, they just had that on the news this morning.
I was wondering, I know you got to put it as a budget item. I don't do it for the money. So anything that's special like this, is there a way to put it at an hourly rate?
Well, that we could set a line.
We would spend, say, 3 hours at something or whatever, and you get, that's a stipend that you get an extra hourly rate for.
We can change and put in a separate line item for additional hours incurred or overtime select board pay or whatever,
yeah.
Something like that.
Well, can you do that though? You're an elected official, so how would you do that? You can't, who's going to deem
that? We can't change our budget, right?
No, it's the you can't change your select board pay.
No.
That's done by the auditors.
No, the voters can.
Or the voters.
Voters.
Right.
Keep in mind what goes on in the future. You're doing the budget for 1 year. You're not doing the budget for future select board members. You're doing it
right.
For the year 2025.
So that's why I said, you know, we can keep the pay the same, mm-hmm. And we'll set a line item for, you know, I don't know how to qualify it. It's not overtime pay, but.
Over and above regular select board meetings?
Yes.
Yeah. And again, I'm looking at that for the future. I remember when I first started, and it weren't. Within the first year, Steve and I spent a whole day in a lawyer's office in Barton over an issue.
Yeah.
And I was getting paid because I took a day off. Steve weren't. And being a younger generation hopefully coming in to take over, they're going to be in that same boat.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So
this
looking at something to start it, to get it.
Right, but this is for the 2025.
Right.
Just keep, be mindful of that.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's to start it, to keep that mm-hmm. going for that.
And we have not been, and I'm not saying this for myself, but the town needs to make its elected officials as whole as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, they don't recognize what we're doing, that we do it because we want to do it. In other words, extra over and above should be compensated. Also, what I spend at the waste district and the hours put in there,
absolutely.
I don't bill for that.
No.
I used to use my own gas to drive to them. It's all on Zoom now.
Yeah.
But I never got paid for that. And it's supposed to be put in there and that to go that way.
Yeah.
So moving forward to when I resign and you guys have to appoint somebody, that maybe we should have that line item there.
Yeah, I'm
for
I agree.
Compensation I agree. Of we don't have to.
Yep.
I'm just bringing that up for discussion, that's all.
Yep.
And we don't have to have the auditors set it. It'll be set at town meeting. We'll have that discussion.
Can we put a line item in and put it at zero?
What do you want?
We don't want to get the money now, but at least it's there for future reference.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What do you want to call the line item?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Over and beyond duties of the select board.
Select board duties are pretty broad.
Yeah.
Select board has a lot of responsibility by statute. Somebody could challenge that very easily and say, well, that's part of your duties as an elected official.
Same way with this, putting together a budget.
That's part of your job.
Yeah. I mean, we get paid for,
right,
12 months that. Out of the year for monthly meetings, but do we have extras? Yes, we do. We got extra. So it's included in that.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah.
I don't know. To me, if you want to do anything, that extras or whatever like that, bump our salary up $500 and call it quits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't do this for the money either. Most of that mine goes right into taxes, so.
But we technically we can't, right? That has to be done by the auditors.
I think so.
We can suggest.
Well, the town, if you're trying to do it ahead of the town meeting, then the auditors are the ones that have to do it. If you wait till the town meeting, you don't have to go through the auditors.
Right.
The voters will approve it.
You can put it in here.
And it goes to the voters.
And it goes to the voters.
Correct.
Exactly.
And when we stand up and have to explain it at town meeting, we're going to scare everybody off that we could possibly get for this job.
Not really. You know, because it's part of our duties.
I know.
I know. You know, and how long has it been since...
Jeez, I jumped that off.
How long has it been since this 5,000 has been increased?
What?
The last time it was decreased.
Okay.
That when I got on the board, that was $7,500.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, and when I come on the board, we were talking about it, because it was only him and I at the time, and we were talking about it, and I said, I'm not doing it for the money, and we lowered it by what?
Oh, it was more than that, I guess. Because
it was quite a lot.
The chair got 4,000, and then in each of the slug board members was 3,000.
Huh. I didn't know
and
that.
We dropped it down to this. Yeah.
But we were... When I got on the board, it was a response, road crew, you know, Farrar, what was his name?
Richard.
Yeah.
Come got me. And he said, you got to help me today. I said, do what? So we have some culverts to thaw. I just said, Richard, I didn't get elected to the select board to thaw culverts. We got a road crew for that. Oh, it's part of the select board's duty.
Huh?
I said, that ain't happening.
But
I'm elected.
You guys were having two or three meetings a month, too, weren't you?
It was two meetings a month.
Yep. Oh,
it
no
started
kidding.
At 7 o'clock and went till midnight.
Wow.
Twice a month.
Wow. Yeah. It's a lot has changed.
A lot has changed. But we had, and I don't want to knock the last town clerk, but everything was kept like this.
Oh.
And then when the meeting came, it was, deal with it. And you get a packet. And I go, the first meeting that happened, I said, okay, we'll take an hour here. I'm going to sit and read this stuff.
Yeah. Nope,
you can't do that. You have to act on it right now.
Without knowing what it is.
Yeah. Kind of the way things run.
Yeah, okay. So lots changed.
We're open. Everybody knows what's going on now.
Yeah.
Things are quick and fast, and that's the way it should be.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, all right. Okay. So, what are we going to do? Up that number or set up different line item? I was going to think like legal expenses, or that's another name for legal. So it doesn't look like I had to hire a lawyer.
Administrative something.
No, when you ask somebody for help, what's that called when they can't think of the word?
Yeah. I don't know what you're trying to go for.
Stipend.
To get, you know, like we had somebody come in and asked them for help, and we had to pay that. That's
consultant.
Consultancies.
Yeah.
But that's asking for someone else to come in and do it. So that's not...
And you know, if we don't want to be the liaison, we can have the town's attorney do it.
And that's at $200 an hour.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, I still think the easiest way is to add $500 to that and call it quits. You know, but that's the easiest way as far as I'm concerned. And again, I'm not doing it for the money. I pay enough in taxes already. So.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards Rick's thing, and in the future, if they want to, whoever comes in and wants to raise it up more, they can raise it up more.
Yeah.
Okay, leave it the same.
Yeah.
Or, no, the $500 more.
Oh, just 500?
Know, and then make it look, you know, a little more incentive to maybe someone get interested, but. I don't know. I really don't. I'm not, like I say, I'm not doing it for the money either, but I...
All right, we're going to raise it to
$6,000.
Okay. Well,
$6,500,
and it's $500
apiece. Okay. Oh, I thought you said you were going to raise it to $6,000, meaning everybody gets $6,000. No, okay, you're going to raise it to $1,500. Raise it $1,500.
Well, I wasn't just going to raise it $1,000, but Jerry said $1,500, so it'd be $6,500. That's $500 each.
Piece. Okay, that's what I was talking about.
Raise right. It, I agree with you.
Yes, raise it to $500 more per person.
Okay,
got it.
And that's all dependent on, and we can explain it at town meeting with.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot more duties that have come forward on.
Absolutely.
It, so.
Yep. Exactly.
So, town clerk and treasurer.
Yep, I left that the same because
5% is going to be all right with you, or do you?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And do you want to do 5% on select board salary too?
Well, that's up to you guys. I don't care.
Didn't we just?
I thought we just upped it 6,500.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought we just upped the salary to 6,500. But if you want,
that's for the select board.
You said select board
what you
to
said.
Her.
Yeah.
You're talking assistant town clerk.
No, I said select board secretary.
Oh.
Oh, I see, I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you didn't say it that way.
No, I didn't.
No, you said just select board. You didn't say secretary.
I didn't hear it anyways.
So I didn't either.
Sorry.
That's why I thought, what's he talking about?
Yeah, that's the reason I need to get done.
Yeah. No. No. You we're in this together, we're stuck.
You know how I'm on MASH, Klinger's always trying to
get it. Well, you start coming in with dresses on, we're going to have a little discussion with you.
I think across the board, you got to add 5% to everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your jobs aren't getting any easier either.
Right.
So.
And she, you know, she'll always deny it.
She'll, yes.
Yeah.
But if you look at what other clerks.
Right.
I think we should raise a 51 to 60.
She's going to bitch at that.
What?
She'll bitch at that.
Well, I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's on, how many more years is this before?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What do you think?
I agree.
Okay.
I don't have an issue with that. I think that's very cheap.
No problem.
It is.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that.
Okay.
Okay, so 5% on the town clerk?
No.
No?
While you were gone, we had a discussion.
Uh-huh.
That figure of 51,827 goes to 60.
Okay. Okay.
And select board secretary?
Yeah, that's fine.
That is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I thought we...
No, we're going to raise it 5%.
I thought we raised
right
it
5%. Down the board.
We can.
We're going to.
Okay.
And then the assistant town clerk, we've upped that. I think the time has come to get an assistant in here.
We've talked about that, yes.
Yeah, and you can't, we put $10,000 in the budget last year. You're not going to get anybody for that.
No.
I've checked around. I got the town clerks. You get a salary compensation book every year. The low end of the spectrum is $20 an hour to like 25, 26. So... newer ones get $20 an hour. Typically, they don't have benefits.
Right.
If they, you know, 29 hours is the max. But we're talking about, my thought process is we're talking about getting rid of, not getting rid of, that's a bad word, eliminating the town lister's position and going to an assessor.
Yes.
So how we can save money is the, according to NEMRC and their contract, you get an assessor's clerk in here that does just like the day-to-day stuff, the easy stuff, putting in the transfers, putting in address changes in the lister's computer.
Yeah.
So the assistant town clerk could be the assessor's clerk as well to entice someone to have a few more hours in here.
Yep.
just a thought. I think it would be a great...
So if you're looking to get somebody to come in 25 hours a week?
Probably 20.
20 hours a week, okay.
Yeah.
So you got...
Like 20 times 20, that's $400 a week. Times 52, that's
$20,800. It is.
Yeah. And so, I think 20 hours a week would be a little high. They don't, you know, like during the slow times, they wouldn't need to come in that long. You know, but
right.
That's on the high end.
Yeah.
Right.
And like I say, to give them the opportunity to have more hours, if they could come in and work.
So if we budget $20,000 for the year, that'll be
good?
Absolutely.
I think so.
We haven't advertised for that yet.
No, because you can until the budget passes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, last year we tried to get somebody to come in for 10, but they, just not going to happen.
Okay.
So...
So we're going to put a... Oh, we got to wait until after town meeting before we put an ad in the paper. Then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Health officer, that's... They're happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So then...
Zoning planning was low this year, but this year they have to redo the town plan and the zoning bylaws. So that's why we left it at 5.
Where does that assessor come in?
Down in, under the listers.
Oh, under the... Okay, all right. I was thinking it's under zoning, but under... Okay. Yep.
Benefits all fall in line with the above.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll change that. I'll change those to reflect those costs.
I wanted to ask, are they happy with... their insurance? Are you happy with the insurance?
Yeah, it's the best that we can get. You know, you've got co-pays and you've got deductibles, but everybody has that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we are assuming that the contribution from the employee stays the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. In most towns, with the exception of Derby, all the other towns that I've polled, pay pretty much a two-person plan, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. But like 98% of the towns have pretty much the same benefits that we have.
And if it goes to a family plan, then they pick up the difference?
In this town, yeah.
And nobody has that yet, though, do they?
No. Like when Nick was on my insurance, the town paid for Jim and I.
Yep.
And then I paid 100% for Nick, whatever the cost was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's still not a bad deal.
No, no. And like I say, all towns are doing it. Troy goes above and beyond. They pay all co-pays and deductibles. So their employees get zero.
We did that for a while under the other insurance.
No.
I thought we paid
Fred's something that we had to make Fred whole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when he went on Medicare, it was way cheaper for the town to just pay his Medicare.
That's what it was. Okay,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I knew it was something in here. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, then the ballot clerks, that's plenty because there's no special elections this year. Town report. I hate to cut down the number we get. I don't know how many we get, but we went through almost all of them last year. People picked up more of them.
So. Oh, ballots?
Yeah.
Town reports.
Town
reports. Oh, town reports. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you go down to the lister's salary. And we left it the same, but what I'd like to see is add, you know, you're buying a pig in a poke here. We don't know how many hours. First of all, it has to be voted at town meeting, like on the warning. How it has to happen is if you guys so choose, is there'll be an article to, and there's a certain verbiage in there, to eliminate the office of lister and go with an assessor. If that passes, then the next article would be to appoint a lister for a three-year term. That they wouldn't vote on. In the event that the voters want to keep the listers, then you would have to have a vote to obviously elect a lister.
Right.
That some warning articles don't take effect till next year. This one take effects immediately. So if they say, yes, we vote to eliminate the office of listers.
Then the next line item is null and void.
Right. And that article takes effect immediately. So there's no, like, year waiting period.
Right.
And we're still doing that?
I thought we were.
Okay.
The listers are 100% on board.
Yeah, that's what that's...
And they will explain it. At least one, if not two of them, will be at town meeting in case anybody has any questions relative to that.
Because they don't want to do the job anymore.
They don't want to, and it's too cumbersome.
Right.
It's a lot of changes. There's a lot of the state, and the state people, like NEMRIC is who we contract with, obviously, because we have NEMRIC software. They do it for a living.
Right.
And they're doing our townwide reappraisal, and which begins in 2027. So.
And they're up to date on everything. That's right. Their job.
You know, there's current use. There's a multitude of things now that are so complicated. And our listers will speak to that if need be at town meeting.
And what, is it Arlene?
Yes.
Yeah, she said, or you were telling me with her here, that they're falling behind.
Yes.
They're not keeping up because it's just too much.
Too much. That being said, let's suppose that it does happen at town meeting. And we talked about this last week. There has to be a transition, whether it's with NEMRIC, because see, March is town meeting, April, they begin to lodge the grand list, and there's certain deadlines that you have to go by to do that.
Yeah.
So that being said, Steve Naraghi has already agreed, because he's the computer person. So he has agreed to stay here and, like, help the person. You know, okay, here are the listers file. Here's our passwords. Here's what you have to do. You know, okay, we've got this property transfer. This is how we put it in the computer, because they can't just be done. So that's why some of that money's staying in there, because, you know, there is going to be a transition, and we don't know how long that will take.
And what's NEMRIC going to charge us to assume that duties?
It's $95 an hour, and then... for the person to come up and do like data entry and stuff, and $145 an hour if you need a supervisor up here. They don't suspect that, but you know, during grievance, like, because what they do is they do the heavy lifting, they call it. Let's say somebody builds a house. They'll come in, they'll go, they'll assess the house, they'll measure the house, they'll input it in the computer. They lodge the abstract grand list, they go through the grievance process, they go to BCA if need be, they lodge the grand list. So, yeah, during the spring, that we're going to need them quite a few hours a month. But going forward, we're not going to need them a whole heck of a lot.
The listeners said it should equal out salary-wise.
I think it's going to be more.
A little bit more, yes. About another 3%, I thought they...
Well, what I'd like to see is in other expenses, I'd like to add this year, leave the salaries the same. Like, you know, because 15,000, you know, you could even... maybe drop that down to 10 and then add $10,000 to the other expenses line item.
Oh.
That's what I'd like to see. But that, like I say, we've talked about it in length, the listers and I, and you're going to use some of the lister's salary, definitely.
Okay. You know, yeah, you still got a couple months to go.
Yeah, and then you're going to have Steve in here at least a couple months to
carry through.
Yeah.
But I think in the long run, I think we'll be better off. Because everything will be up to date.
Yeah.
So drop the 15 down to 10, you think?
Or we're going to have an assessor's clerk maybe going forward. In a perfect world, I'd like to see that stay 15 and add 10 to the other expenses line. Honestly, I don't think that's unrealistic, because an assessor's clerk will probably spend a couple hours a week doing that.
The assessor's clerk, that's the person we hire.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the assistant up here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd like that to be one and the same person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like I say, this is a trial and error thing. We don't know. But if we have too much money in there, we're not going to lose it, because every year we put an article and then it goes into the reappraisal fund.
So that $1,750 will go to $10,050?
$10,750. Yeah. If you guys are in agreement. I think that's realistic, honestly. I know our budget's going to go up, but it's been so low for so long, and we need these people, in my opinion.
Well, we got to stay with the times, too.
Yeah.
We do. Yep. You want to see what these guys want?
Yep.
What's up? Other way.
Any objections to putting this over on Watermelon Lane?
I don't have any objection.
No.
You're all here. I got two of them. I was thinking I could put one by the recycling steel dumpster, and maybe one on the gate so nobody would see it when the gates are open, but when the gates are closed, they would get the point.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's necessary, but I do have two of them. And
when the gates are open, are you getting a lot of traffic going in?
Yeah, The gates ain't open only one recycle. It's open right now because we just got done cleaning it up over there. But
because don't people foot traffic? You're saying don't people walk?
They do.
Yeah.
And that's you don't want that or
no foot traffic.
It says you can have foot traffic.
Authorized. Only authorized vehicle or foot. Okay, only authorized vehicle. Or
foot traffic allowed. It just to keep people away. You heard my accusation from Mr. Mike Cheney about.
Oh yeah.
Getting special privileges.
Oh God, yeah, I heard.
So I just, yep. Just to keep people at the recycling center, they don't really need to go beyond, you know, because we got a parking area. I just picking your brain.
No,
the only
that's
problem
fine.
We have over there is the operator. When he tells your wife and my wife and wanted to know if they had permission to walk here from Flexburg.
Yeah, that's true.
Any objections to putting this on the town garage, like our truck station? Just
no,
no,
no. I mean,
it's a great thing.
Okay. I believe that that is an insurance.
Yeah,
yeah, liability,
liability
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, the insurance man's never said nothing when they come do their inspection, but I think it would be a good thing, something we've never had.
You don't have anything in the garage that says
you should almost have another one of them each when they come in your office. There should be one from that point, or at least from the lunchroom out.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yes, that's what I just said. You know, you don't have
plus the outside.
So I need another one.
Okay.
Well, if somebody goes into that town garage area, yeah.
Well, it used to be the office was in the back.
Well, right. Yes, so that's what I mean. The public now has access to the building.
Yes,
in the front,
yeah.
Not having to walk under yeah. trucks.
Because, and when I first got it, Denise like it's a public building. Yes, it is, but it ain't technically. It's you can't go there at free will.
No, it should not be able to.
No.
Yeah. Actually, you need more than that. You should cover every door.
Yeah.
It should be over even where you have the chloride, the out back door.
Yeah. Okay.
The front door.
I just wanted to pick your brain. You're all here.
You know, you wouldn't put it at the office door, but the other three doors should have it.
Yeah.
And then even inside should have it on your two outlets there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to look for people.
That's right.
You can back right over them.
Because if they're...
Well, I'll tell you. Someday there will be an accident with backing out of the garage and people flying in to do a U-turn around a pole. Oh. I have come so close to being
yeah.
hit
yeah.
many times. It's certain times a day. It's like, hey, even the school buses. And I get along great with them guys.
Yeah.
They'll come wailing in there and we're watching right behind us, not down the road. No.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Nope.
Good.
Carry on.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye, guys. Watch out for that dog. No.
Whose dog is it?
Joanne.
Joanne Bill? She wouldn't miss it.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Did you say anything to her about moderating?
So, we haven't found anybody for that, yeah?
No.
Yeah.
I thought she'd make a good moderator.
Joanne. No.
Hello, puppy.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
Oh.
All right.
Office supplies. The only reason that was high is because we had some stuff that we did, you know, like the lawn mowing and stuff down at that building. We had to pay the taxes, that house that we sold. That's where I put all those expenses.
Under office supplies?
I didn't have any other,
yeah.
So, and that was like 20 some odd hundred bucks, so 8,000 is way plenty. We just got new books ordered, so I think we'll be good.
So we're all good under operating expenses?
I think so. There's no big changes there.
Tax map didn't go up?
No, he didn't say it was gonna. No, again, the reason why that's so high is that in the past years is because they update our website every year, so.
So
liability insurance.
Do they insurance do them, our
no matter
website
what it is, it's up.
Oh, God, it's crazy.
They don't. No, they do the town website.
Right, but we need to put this X71 crap onto. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it to say crap onto the town's website.
Well, is it in effect now?
Yes.
I'll have to talk to somebody about that. I can put it on. I'm the one that updates the website.
Okay.
Dog expenses, I put that to 2,500. I don't know if you want to put it up to 3. Last year he had an excessive amount of dog calls.
Seemed like he did, yeah. According to that report.
Yeah. I'd say that's probably okay, 2,500.
Liability insurance, how come it's not under actual? Why wouldn't you, actual expenses is higher than what you're budgeting for?
Yeah, it went down. Remember our quote went down this year?
Oh.
Our quote for...
I guess I forgot that.
Yeah, it went down.
Huh.
So the, yeah, we got...
That's the actual bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right here. It's actually $39,809.91, but I upped to $1,000 because sometimes if our, when we do our audit,
yeah,
sometimes it goes up.
Okay, no, I'm happy with that then. I'm just making sure we're not undercutting ourselves.
Yeah. I think.
Legal, we spent $13,000?
Oh. Well, the audit.
Audit, okay.
The audit's in
no.
there.
Could recycling go up? I thought there was something in that. That
it is. Well, we spent close to what we budget, so
yeah.
I would want to up that. Pickup fees when they come, that's gone up.
I know you had said that at one of the last meetings, so that's why I just said, yeah. Should
and
we
the,
jack this up?
The approved budget was accepted last night, so that's all in the works. So, and then Charlie's salary is in there.
Mm-hmm.
So and that probably should be a 5% bump along with everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
So let's up that to 20.
Okay.
Should be enough to cover the additional costs. That brings us down to milfoil, strawberry
recreation and parks. We spent 30 and you put 15.
We spent 30 because we had some leftover money from 2 years, and then we had the grant. You got to spend the grant. We're going to get the grant again this year, so that doesn't count.
We don't have leftover money again, so should that be higher?
We do have leftover.
Yeah.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. We voted last.
14,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Jennifer Hopkins was in yesterday, actually,
yep.
And she feels comfortable with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cemeteries, they're fine with what we've got.
Other expenses, Route 100. How's that coming?
Yeah, I shouldn't say. It should just say other expenses because that's lumped all together.
Oh.
Now we do Lake Road, like that $20,000 that went. That goes for both cemeteries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we should put that into one line item. I'll actually change that because it should just say other expenses.
Mm-hmm. I'll take out the Route 100.
Yeah, because it goes for both cemeteries. Like, what we spent the bulk of our money this year, the signs, but the bulk of our money was cleaning the Lake Road. We pick,
yeah.
And he cleaned a bunch of stones on Lake Road Cemetery.
That Bianchi, is it?
Heritage Memorial.
Heritage?
It is Bianchi.
Yeah, Heritage is...
His boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a great
job.
Did
you look into them for a sign? You were...
Yeah, the signs are built, actually.
He did it?
We're doing granite signs for both cemeteries.
Yeah. No, there was a discussion on some sign, and I had said that...
Oh, hang on just a second. Okay.
Yeah, my son worked for Bianchi for a while, or Heritage, for a while, and... It was right after shoulder surgery. And they had him down lifting the cement, 100-pound bags of cement and stuff. And he just told him, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm not healed enough. So he had to quit. But they went into several cemeteries. You know, they sandblast, pressure wash. And says they do a good job. They really do. But he liked the work, but he said, I just can't lift the 100-pound bags just yet.
Yeah, so the signs are all made. We can't put them up till the vault gets taken down over there.
Right.
And then Lake Road, when it thaws, they're going to put them up. Yeah, the granite signs are going to be beautiful.
Do they have somebody to take down the vault?
Dougie Matten was supposed to do it.
Oh.
And for whatever reason, he didn't do it last year. So when the commission meets after town meeting, we're going to...
Yeah.
If he can't do it, we got to get
somebody. Find
somebody,
yeah.
I think he was going to do it. It just, of course, they... had to call DigSafe.
Yep.
They were all ready to go, and then they thought about dig safe. Doug said, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and think, that place ain't been dig safed. Son of a bitch, what if something happens?
Yep. And he got permission from whoever hazed that field or owns that field next door, so we don't even have to deal with the state right away or anything.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah, be perfect.
The county tax.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, I just upped it to 34, you don't know.
When does that come due?
July 1st.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the street lights, you know, that's dependent on sunshine, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Solar panel expense, that's the other thing. I didn't know if you wanted to up that, because we pay $250 a quarter, roughly, for the maintenance agreement. But if something happens that's not covered in that, did you want to up that a little bit more? Or, you know, they're all brand new, basically, so.
Right, yeah, but anything unexpected, I mean, $1,000 doesn't go far these days.
No, that pretty much covers your maintenance agreement. Your
pretty much calls a call in.
Yeah. They come and fix anything that breaks
for
$1,000 a year.
Yeah.
They do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anything.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know if somebody went there with a 45.
Well, right. Yeah. But
Now we spent $1,358.16 though.
We had something happen. What did, I can't remember what happened.
Was an extra expense.
Yeah.
But if somebody came in and vandalized them and we didn't know who did it, then our insurance would cover that, wouldn't it? She's saying yes. So.
I would think so, after $1,000 deductible.
Right, I was going to get a $1,000 deductible. The school used to have cross-country ski trails by there, and one of the students took a ski pole and drove it through the...
Yes.
I don't know who paid that.
The school did.
They did?
Yes. Okay. I know.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to double that, make it $2,000 and just... I don't know why we would have to, but...
I don't either.
Okay, let's leave it.
Well, we had an expense last year. I was looking at $1,500 in case we had another expense or something.
We could. I can look up the bill. I can't remember what the heck they did.
Tell that the money's there. I mean...
15?
Okay.
15.
Okay. And like I said, we're going to revisit this next week so we can...
Yep. And... Is up above emergency management dispatching? Is that dispatching? Is that somewhere else in here? Because don't we
pay? That's in the. We had great discussion on that. It's in the fire department.
I just wanted
budget.
To be sure that
the fire department budget, and it's included in the ambulance bill.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So we shouldn't have to pay extra for it if it's included in both those bills.
No, we pay via those articles.
Yeah.
Then I think the rest, I put repairs and maintenance down to $2,000 only because historically we haven't used that money. This year we're going to repair this office with the funds that you've already approved through the old ARPA thing.
The bathroom and that. That going to start soon, is it?
Hopefully within the next couple of weeks. He was hoping next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Should we keep that up in case, you know, anything outside or this or that?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of...
You've done the walkways, you've done the rails.
Yeah, the park, we use it for upgrading the park. But
I think we should leave it.
I wouldn't put anything into the park until after.
Right, yes.
Not this next year. I still think you should leave it at 5.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I.
Yeah, we can. This year we just, time got away from us, but there's always money we could use it for. You know, this building could use new siding. I mean, we replaced the windows already, but we've got to get a new front door. Our door's falling apart, but that comes under the repairs and maintenance that we've already got.
I mean, the windows and stuff, you've pretty much tightened them up, so.
Yeah, we just got new ones.
So we're going to leave that at 5?
Okay.
Yeah, because we've got to put an air conditioner in here somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not under this clerk.
Well, she doesn't have to turn it on when we're not here.
Right. She don't have to run it.
Yeah.
We could, all kidding aside, we could get one of those mini splits if we've got money left over, because you budgeted $40,000.
What's a mini split?
Not a mini split. What the heck? The Derek Royer and...
Heat pump?
That might be it.
One of those, yeah.
Sits outside and it's got a thing in here.
Yeah, that was, what, about $5,000, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then... Nick Bayraw and Chris Hammond quoted us too.
We got and we could use some of that ARPA money.
Yeah,
that
that's
too.
What we. That's our intent.
Do
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
all
yeah.
kidding aside, we need two of them: one here and one in the other office. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it covers heat and yeah. Ann used to love hers at work.
She did.
Yes, because it was individual rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean everybody else's room was frozen, and she put hers the way she wanted it.
Yeah.
So. Because they would turn the heat on in the state building at one time and then turn it off at one time. And that doesn't mean it isn't going to get cold again after they turn the heat off.
Well, it's like going to that hospital when they swap over.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, if you're in that, it's either so hot now you can't stand it or you're freezing.
Yep.
And then the groundskeeper, I upped that a little bit only because he's going to have a little bit of extra mowing around the pond. You know, obviously the bulk of it's going to be hay, but just like the top around it, where the mower can't go.
Yeah, weed whacker mower or whatever. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Small mower.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yep, that's it. The only other thing is, you know, the private school busing goes under the general fund budget. We were pretty close last year. Budgeted $3,000, we spent $2,700. I'd say that'd be good unless we got an
input. That's a voted article.
That's a voted article.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I did too, but
Yep, and then the cemetery flags, $500. I think we spent a little bit more last year because our flags were junk, but this year that's plenty.
All right.
Okay.
I think we're done there.
Okay. Now next week, the 21st is a Tuesday, I think. We don't have calendars. I don't know. Jerry's got something in the 22nd.
And 23rd.
And the 23rd. But next Tuesday is the 21st. I don't know if you guys are free that day.
I'm good on Tuesday. I got an appointment on the 20th and the 24th.
Okay, perfect. So the 21st would work.
21st should be good. Yeah.
Now, I know you work Tuesday morning, Steve.
But I'm not that day because I believe... I need to get done.
You want me to whack you?
Yeah. I am in Burlington for my right eye retina problem.
On the 21st?
On the 21st.
Ooh, okay.
What are you doing on the 20th, Martin Luther King Day? Monday.
Nothing.
I've got to leave here at 9:30.
I'm good until I get an appointment at 1 o'clock. So I'm good in the morning.
So you want to do it the 20th at 7:30?
Works.
The 22nd, I can be free in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But the 23rd, I have
22nd, I don't have a problem either.
Oh, we can do it the 22nd.
I don't have any problem either, 22nd.
But it would have to be, you know, after, I think my appointment's at 9 or 9:30, so usually an hour, so.
So we could
noon
do it,
or after, whatever you guys want.
So we could do the 22nd.
Whichever.
It's up to your schedule. I'm over.
Yeah. Your schedule is.
Nope. That's.
We could do it the 22nd at 1 or 2, whatever works for you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so the 22nd. Which would work better for you guys? I don't want to interfere with happy hour. Two o'clock? 1 o'clock?
1, 2 o'clock, made no difference to me. I'm fine either
just
way.
Tell me.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
On the 22nd.
22nd at 1 p.m. It'll be a continuation of budget meeting.
Okay.
And then the following week, we'll sign the warning. Hopefully, I'll have it done. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Do we have anything else?
I do.
Okay.
And it's... of the Act 171, Municipal Ethics.
Yeah.
I did read our conflict of interest policy, and it does state at the very top that the following concerning conflicts of interest and ethical conduct, which is built into here.
Okay.
Compared that to the new Act 171, and everything is good except the allowing the public to bring a charge forward.
Right, make a complaint.
Make a complaint.
Yep.
And there is the, I printed this out, this needs to be put onto the website. We need to change where it says city or Townville to the town of Newport. And then there's the other thing that we need to choose is, are anonymous complaints accepted or not? To me, I would, are not accepted.
I agree.
I agree.
Okay, so.
Now, does this have to be at a board meeting, or do we have to vote on that at a board meeting? No?
No, I don't believe so. It's an act that we need to do this.
Saying we are at a board meeting.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know if it had to be on the agenda.
Oh.
Because, you know, you can't vote on anything unless it's on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
So we're not going to vote.
Okay.
We're just going to do it.
Okay.
So,
well, you know, can we incorporate the ethics complaint?
That's what I was just going to get.
Okay. Okay.
what needs to happen is that, you know, we need to make this specific to the town of Newport, just like this is.
Okay. Can I have that so I can tell
you? You can. Okay. This is for you. Okay. And then I'd like to attach this stuff to our current conflict of interest and ethics policy that we have in place now.
Correct.
So that we're not setting another thing.
Yep.
Okay, so we would, now that, to change that, that would have to be at a joint meeting. So we can do that in February?
Add this to it, yes, as an addendum or whatever you want to call it.
So, the board, okay, so I'm just going to put the board would like to add
Act 171 information.
To our current conflict of interest policy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to sit down at some point for that.
This will be put on the
meeting.
On February.
Zooms are
45 minutes. You want to do it all together?
Yeah, might as well.
I mean, we could sit here and watch it.
Yep.
We're going to have to.
Yep. It's foolish to do it separately.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll put that on the February. That's a minor change to the conflict of interest policy, so it can be just added as long as it's on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You can make minor
so
changes.
So I'll give you this.
Okay.
And then that needs to be on our website.
Okay.
And then
all of this?
All of that. That's for someone to be able to download.
Oh.
And they can get it from the state of Vermont, but it's not specific to the town.
Okay.
And that's what they would file and bring in to us.
Okay.
And then we're going to change where it says we're not accepting anonymous.
Second.
Right here. Are not accepting.
And the top change to town of Newport.
Yeah, if you'll get that.
Yeah. I'll just have to type it up. Oh, no, let her.
And then this needs to be on the, no, this is the directions of Act 171 to the town.
Okay.
So this is for you to read, or I don't know if you guys read it or not, but I read it. And then this needs to be on our website, which is Chapter 60, Municipal Code of Ethics. Definitions, and then conflicts of interest, what it says here, coincides together. But this is what they said needed to be put on.
Who's they?
They in Montpelier, somebody down there.
Oh, okay. Okay, because it's weird that no town clerks have heard about this.
I've gotten 3 emails on it.
I know.
And I don't know why they picked me.
I know, that's weird.
But.
Okay.
So, and I printed this off.
Hopefully they're coming from a legitimate source.
Based on.
With all the scam shit.
Oh, good. I know. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and maybe they're just not. The only thing that it spells out specifically that on the complaint form that you can have a presumption that an ethics violation occurred and it has to be handled.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just walk in here and say, I think you did this wrong and that you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But at that point, you can read this, that if it's against me, then I need to recluse myself from all proceedings dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then if the complaint is against the select board, all three of us, then I don't know who handles it.
Our lawyer, probably.
I would say the town attorney.
They, and if they decide, well, we're going to kick it up to the state turns around and throws it right back at the town. Huh. That's written in here. So they just go round and
single
round.
Single typical state deal. We want to control you, but we're not going to get involved in it.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to make you handle it.
Okay.
But you can't.
So this is all for you.
Okay, perfect.
More work to do.
Yeah, that's just lovely.
This time okay, and you have the conflict of interest policy, right?
I must have somewhere.
This has been adopted. You know, the town of Newport adopts. Now, of course, the copy that I got, like anything, didn't get signed.
I'm sure I've got it somewhere. I'll look, but I'm sure if not.
If you don't, you can have this one. But.
Yeah. I'll look.
This was very comprehensive.
We put kind of a lot of work to that.
Yeah, I mean, it does a really, it state, so it, I'm happy with that part. I'm just unhappy with the fact that you make something up, fill out the form, and throw it at them. And I know somebody that would do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, are we done?
Yeah.
Okay. Make a motion to adjourn.
9:45.
Yeah. I know that. Now, time is up.